Hare Krishna. The trees give us light when they burn themselves, their bodies they burn and give us heat. In the middle of summer they give us shadow by burning themselves in the heat. So very benevolent. It is said that one should become more tolerant than the trees, more humble than a blade of grass on the street. Give respect to everybody and expect no respect in return for ourselves. Only in such a humble state of mind one can think and remember Krishna constantly. This is what Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said. Become more tolerant than a tree, more humble than a blade of grass. Give all respect to every living entity and non-living entity also. And expect no respect in return. Because I respect you, you should also respect me. No, when I only give, I will not expect anything. And when we are constantly in such a stage, even in a glimpse, even in some percentage, we can imagine ourselves in possible situation that we can remember Krishna. Kirtaniya Sadahari means if you want to remember Krishna constantly, then we have to be constantly in this mood. Then only we can remember. And this place will become millions of times more vibrant to you. That is why we have come here. To plead to Krishna, give us that consciousness by which we can absorb the divinity present over here. Nourish ourselves and get immersed in love for Krishna and Radha. So Madanter is a place, of course this is now limited with brick boundaries and all, but this place is unlimitedly available here. Madanter is all areas Madanter here. Here one time Krishna was spending time with gopis, most beautiful ladies on all creation. Even the demigoddesses, even the apsaras are supposed to be like female horses in front of the gopis of Krishna. And Krishna was enjoying their company, association here. And the Madan, the Cupid, Kamadev, supposed to be the most beautiful demigod, and his wife Rati. And they carry flower arrow and flower bow, Pushpa Baan and Pushpa Dhanushya. And they come and shoot, and they entangle people in lusty attractions. That is their job. They move around everywhere and they keep shooting the arrows. And they make all of us injured with their flower arrows. And thus we get attracted and entangled in opposite sex and the relationship in the material world, which is called as lust. So they came here. So Cupid thought, beautiful place. One man, many women. It's the right place to shoot our arrow. So he pulled his arrow, putting it on bow, and aimed at Krishna. At the peak of this flower arrow, he aimed at Krishna. Naturally, he has to see the object, no? He has to see the object and then aim at the object. When he concentrated his sight on the object, that is Krishna's lotus face, he just fainted and fell down unconscious. Because Kamadev is supposed to be most beautiful demigod. Nobody can be as beautiful in demigods as Kamadev. But the beauty of Krishna is millions of times more. Actually, it's not a comparison. If somebody asks you, how many times of a well is the ocean? And what would you say? It's not a comparison. You can't compare. You know? How many times a puddle is an ocean? It's impossible to describe how big an ocean is. So like that, comparing the beauty of Kamadev with Krishna's beauty is simply illogical. But still, he was beautiful, of course, Kamadev also. Looking at the beauty of Krishna, he fainted and he fell down. First, his bow and arrow slipped from his hands and Rati also fainted. This is the place where Krishna made Kamadev faint by looking at his beauty. That is why it is called Madanter. Madan is Kamadev. He came here to entice Krishna with the arrow of lust. But he got himself defeated. So that is the beauty of Krishna. We are all looking for beauty, right? Everybody is looking for beauty. Our eyes are always looking for beautiful things. Nobody wants to see ugly things, ugly people or ugly animals or dirt or something. Everyone is happy when they see beautiful things around. But the source of all that beauty is Sri Krishna himself. The origin of all beauty. Whatever beauty we see today is all temporary and only a glimpse of the original beauty. But we have to not see and get tempted with the local beauty that is available here. We should be getting attracted to the source of all beauty. That is Krishna. Krishna has six opulences. Shad Aishwarya. And one of the Aishwarya opulence of Krishna is beauty. His beauty is unparalleled. No incarnation of God also, like Bamanadev, so beautiful. Even the fish incarnation, the tortoise incarnation, everything was beautiful. We can't conceive how beautiful it was. But every incarnation of Vishnu was also very beautiful. It is said that Sri Krishna's beauty, that Mother Yashoda will be beholding with her beautiful eyes. She is feeding him on her breast, and Krishna is smiling beautifully, showing his shining teeth from his lips. And beholding that face of Krishna, she would lose all her consciousness. She will simply be immersed in watching that beautiful lotus-like face of Krishna. Similarly, it is said that when Krishna would look into the waters of Jamuna, sometimes to fetch a ball which has fallen in the waters of Jamuna, he would see his reflection and himself fall unconscious in the water of Jamuna. He would walk in the palace of Dwarka, and the pillars were made of gems, you know. You could see your reflection in that. And sometimes he would bewilder himself. Who is that beautiful person who is seeing his reflection in the pillars? That is the beauty of Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam explains that many times he has fallen in the water of Jamuna when he bent down to fetch a ball. So it's very difficult to understand, you know, because our beauties are very temporary and limited. They stay for some time. Still we are so enticed and attracted. But this is a place where we all should pray that, oh my Lord, Jayatam Sarutau Pango, we sang a prayer in between, Madan Momji. Mama Manda Matirgati, my Mati is Manda, is very dull. Mat Sarvasva Padam Bhojav Radha Madana Mohanav. Oh my Lord, please let my consciousness be attracted to your lotus feet, which are very beautiful, and your lotus face, which is very beautiful. Mat sarvasva padam bhojo. All my existence should be at your feet, attracted completely. This is a place to pray for that. In this place we pray that, oh my Lord, my mind is attracted to so many flickering beauties of the world. So many flickering beauties which are temporary also. Ashashvat, which has beginning and end. And Krishna says, Adyantu vantu kaunteya nateshu ramate budaha. Intelligent men who has spiritual intelligence, they do not take interest in those things which have a beginning and an end. And beauty also falls in that. It has a beginning, it has a sure short end and frustrating end, which we are attracted to. The same thing which attracts you makes you disgusted after some time. Including our own self, when we see in the mirror. At 20 we are very attractive, at 40 we are okay, and at 50 we are disgusting, we don't want to see mirror also. And many people like Marilyn Monroe, when she saw mirror, first time when first wrinkle came, she stopped going in public places. She closed herself in one room and she became psychiatric and she committed suicide because she could not tolerate her decaying and dying beauty. And my dear friends, all of us are going to go through the same track. Soon, all our so-called beauties are going to get exhausted. So, this is a place where all our internal consciousness should be externalized to Sri Krishna, the source of all beauty. And all our thirst of beauty should be satisfied just by looking at Krishna. So please, spend a moment very humbly folding your hands and pray to the Lord. Let my mind will always be running behind you and not behind any of the temporary beauties of this world. Let not Cupid injure me with his flower arrow. Let me be always attracted to your transcendental beautiful face, and nothing else should bewilder me and tempt me in this world. Sri Krishna Bhagavan ki. This is also a very beautiful place for many other stories. There was a Brahmin called Atmadev, and he was a great devotee of Lord Shiva. I'll tell you in a short, concise manner. And most of the people who worship Shiva, they have many, many desires. Either they want to have a lot of wealth, or they want to excel in arts, or they want to get a good husband or wife, or whatever, prosperity. So many things they have. But this particular Brahmin was selfless. He had no desire. He simply loved Lord Shiva, which is very rare to find. A person who simply loves the demigods. But Lord Shiva was very pleased. He came in his dreams and said, I am very happy with you. Please ask whatever you want. He said, my dear Lord Shiva, I never did any worship to you, keeping some desire for me in mind. So I am very happy that you are happy. So no, whenever we come, demigods have to give some benediction. You have to ask. No, your appearance itself is a benediction. I am thankful to you. I don't want anything else. I want to simply love you. Shiva started dancing. She's such a devotee. Everybody stands in queues. For millions of people are standing in queue with so many applications, you know, and so many, one application has so many desires. Poor Lord Shiva, Lord Ganesh, Lord Devi, they have, you know, hard time to fulfill so many desires of so many people simply for themselves. Nothing to do with the demigod. They don't love the Devi or Ganesh or anything, they only simply love themselves. And because you are giving something, I give some bananas to you. One coconut, five bananas, give me one flat. That's how people go to demigods. Haunted with material selfish desires, people go to demigods to fulfill them, not out of love for them, simply to selfishly satisfy oneself. The Lord Shiva was so ecstatic, started dancing. He is Nataraj, no? He's beautifully dancing. He said, still I want to give you. Think about what you want. So Atmadeva was selfless. So he said, whatever is most dear to you, please give me that. Lord Shiva was more happy than before. He said, I will give you that is most dear to my heart. You get up in the morning, get down your well, and there's a tunnel in the well. Go in the tunnel. In the olden days, wells would be very big. They can house you also inside. You can walk through the wells, tunnels. So he walks through the tunnel and he found the murti of Sri Krishna called Radha Vallabhji. Sri Radha Vallabh Lal ki jai. So Radha Vallabh Lal was offered by Lord Shiva to Atmadev as his dearmost thing in life. So you can understand, the dearmost thing of all the demigods is Lord Sri Krishna. They have been empowered by Sri Krishna to give benedictions to all the worldly people. They do that duty also. To the heart of their heart, they are all Param Vaishnavas. They serve the Lord very nicely. But people don't ask for that, you know, they only ask for material benedictions. So whenever you ask, all the demigods are capable of offering you devotion to Krishna. So then Atmadev started worshipping Radha Vallabhji, Sri Krishna. That murti is still there in Vrindavan. We'll be going there on 4th for taking our lunch. And that time we'll behold the beautiful form of Radha Vallabhji. And he'll worship it for a long time. And then the flute of the Lord incarnated as a person in the course of time in Orcha in the north. And he was called as Hari Vamsha. Hari Vamsha means Hari Ki Bansi. Hit Harivamsh, his name was. Goswamiji Hit Harivamsh. He appeared, he took birth in Orcha. In the course of time, he grew up as a beautiful devotee of the Lord. And the Lord Radha Vallabhji came in the dream of Atmadev and told that my flute has incarnated as Hit Harivamsh Goswami and he is coming to Vrindavan. Just by seeing him and meeting him, you will realize that he is that person whom I narrated to you in the dreams. He also appeared to the dream of Hit Harivamsha and told him, please go to Vrindavan. You will meet a selfless Brahmin devotee of mine called Atmadev. And immediately after looking at him, you realize he is that person whom I described in the dreams. And when you meet each other, he will give you myself and his daughters in marriage. And you please accept his daughter in marriage and me also as dowry of the marriage. Soon he arrived in Vrindavan. They met in Vrindavan. The meeting is described in a very beautiful manner, how they were so blissful. Their hair was standing on end, they were shedding tears of love, they were embracing, they were trembling, they were falling unconscious, getting up again embracing one another. Great divine love, spiritual love. And when they came to external consciousness, Atmadev brought the murti of Radha Vallabh and gave gift to Hit Harivamsha. Hit Harivamsha worshipped him in that tree over there. Now it's a little getting dark. The original tree has left life. New tree has been planted over there. But symbolically you can understand that of the tree, banyan tree, it had three holes. In one hole, Hit Harivamsha Maharaj would worship, do meditation. In one hole, he would keep all the paraphernalia of mukot and ornaments and dresses and jewelry and everything. And in one hole, Radha Vallabhji himself resided. You can imagine how big the tree must be. In the olden days, sadhus would live in the holes in the trees. So it's like that tree. And this is a place for a long time. Hit Harivamshaji stayed in this forest here called Madanter and worshipped Radha Vallabhji. In the course of time, he became so famous just by residing over here and worshipping Krishna in a selfless manner, all the animals which were inimical to one another became friendly with one another. Tigers started embracing deers, goats started embracing lions, and elephants started embracing tigers, and like that, nobody would harm one another. Even the animals, even the lower living entities became very lovingly predisposed to each other, expressing spiritual love for one another. That is pure consciousness, no bodily consciousness that I am a deer and you are a tiger, so you are going to eat me. This is bodily consciousness. They went all beyond that, and every animal was living very harmoniously in this forest here. And there was a dacoit called Narvahan. And this dacoit actually ruled over all Vrindavan negatively, you know, in the sense of fear and terror and power and influence. He came to know that one man has come here, becoming very famous, everybody loves him. All animals started behaving very awkwardly, not normally. So he became envious that who can become more famous than me in Vrindavan? Let me go and see him. So he took his sword, he rode on a horse, he dressed himself as a king and came to kill the sadhu. By the time he came some distance, he said, "Hey, you are sadhu? I am carrying a sword? How I need a sword to kill a sadhu? I am strong enough to kill with my own fingers. Why to kill with hand also?" So he dropped his sword, he dropped his horse over there and started walking with great anger. After some time it was getting very hot. So removed his kingly clothes and just started walking. He was so much enraged with anger and envy that finally he didn't realize that he is now wearing only a kopin. We call langoti in our language. And he removed his shoes also because all the sand was coming in his shoes. So he removed shoes also. So by the time he came here, he didn't realize he also was looking like a sadhu. All the clothes are gone, only kopin is there. But his eyes were full with anger and envy. And he was looking at, in this place he came, and looking very angrily at Hitharivansh Goswamiji. Hitharivansh very lovingly told him, "Why are you wasting your time looking at me, my wretched body? Look at the Lord, Narvahan Prabhu Nihar. Look at the Lord, don't look at me." So he said, "What kind of Lord he is asking me to look at?" So he immediately turned and saw. As soon as he saw the Lord, his envy, anger, everything melted down. Instantly mellowed down. And his heart just got transformed into a devotee's heart by the mercy of the instruction of Hitharivansh Goswami. And immediately he fell at the feet of Hitharivansh. "I am very sorry, I came to kill you. I came to defame you. I came to harm you. But now by your mercy I could behold the beautiful face of Lord Krishna and understood the purpose of life. I give up my dacoit's business, I give up everything, all nonsense, and I right now surrender unto you. Please accept me as your disciple." So very mercifully, Hitharivansh accepted him as disciple, and the king, the dacoit king, never went back to his so-called kingdom. He started staying over here without wearing any much clothes, eating berries and fruits, like sadhu, like Hitharivansh Goswami, his Gurudev, started staying over here. And many days passed, the Sardar never came back. So they thought Sardar must have been killed by some animal, some ferocious animal in the forest. So one suitable man they found out in their own gang. They made him king and their business continued. What they would do is, they would catch some people on the road and rob them off and then hang them upside down, head down, legs up, and tie them to trees and leave them. And every dacoit has his own style. That's how the police catch them, because there's some technique which they adopt. So the next king came and robbed some fellow and hung him on the tree and went. And he was shouting, "Help me, help me." One old lady came and said, "Don't call like that. You call Narvahan, 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 because Narvahan is always taking his vigilance round in the night. Who is in distress, he helps them. So if you call Narvahan, he'll come to you and rescue you." So he started calling Narvahan, Narvahan, Narvahan. Narvahan definitely reached there after some time, hearing the call for help. And he saw the way he was hanging up on the tree, he understood it is my team only. It's my technique. So he released him and he went all the way back with that man to his original kingdom. And he was so powerful that everybody was really respectful and welcoming him. And he said, "Give all his wealth back which you robbed. Put him on a palanquin, put him a crown, and in palanquin, drop him to his house." So they gave all the wealth back, what they robbed from him. They bore him some jewelry and some cloth, put him in a palanquin, and with great music, they dropped him in his house. Now why this transformation? A person who was so much fearful, fierce person, we call in Hindi khunkhar, you know, dangerous person, robbing everybody, mercilessly killing everybody. How we can become so merciful? Because of the association of saintly people. He was bestowed upon with divine association of Hitharivancha Goswami in this place. Even you can analyze, when he was coming with sword and a horse. Came closer, he dropped the clothes, dropped the horse, dropped the tree, sword also. Came closer, dropped his clothes further, dropped his shoes. Renunciation was unknowingly coming in him without even his knowledge. By the time he reached here, he actually almost externally was like sadhu only. And as soon as he came in the direct company of Hita Harivansa Goswami, his heart transformed immediately. So in human life, there are two precious things. One is the holy name of the Lord, and second is sadhu sangha. One comes in the company of a true sadhu, then whole life can be changed. Everything can be changed. All so-called unimaginable spiritual things can be received by a person in the company of a sadhu. Narvan was a live example. How his life was transformed. How from a worst dacoit, third-class person, he became first-class Vaishnava. And then eventually what he did was, he owned all Vrindavan actually. What we today also see. So he shot an arrow and told Guru Maharaj, I will shoot an arrow and wherever the arrow will reach, that all land I will give you. He was so powerful. From here he shot an arrow which crossed Jamuna. Jamuna is just behind us. It crossed all the way Jamuna, went beyond Jamuna. There's a place called Mansarovar where Radharani cried and her tears have formed a lake called Mansarovar. Till that point the arrow came. And whole land he donated his Gurudev as Dakshina. And eventually his Gurudev built many temples with Harivansha Goswami. And in the course of time, the Murti of Radha Vallabhji was taken from here to the existing temple today. It was also in one temple before, moved from old temple to new temple now. So one Thursday when we go there, you can remember this story and behold the beautiful darshan of Radha Vallabhji. He is dressed very, 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 very beautifully by the devotees there with beautiful ornaments. And one thing I must tell you before we end our katha here. So Goswamiji always tells me, why we dress the Lord with so many ornaments? Actually, Lord doesn't require any ornaments. He is so beautiful himself that the ornaments get beautified because they are worn to him. The body part of the Lord, which is visible in between the two ornaments, makes the ornament look very beautiful. But still, our vision is always on the ornaments, not on the Lord's body. We see that, we feel that because of the beautiful dress and the ornament, Lord is looking beautiful. But it is not so. The very purpose of wearing the beautiful ornaments is, if at all your mind and consciousness gets attracted to one part of the body, to one ornament, and if you remember those ornaments when you go back, it is said your life is successful. So how do we take darshan of the Lord? Not just see Him and go. No, observe Him. Hindi may we say niharna, Marathi may we say nihalni, bagni ani nihalni at farak asto. Just seeing and beholding, there are difference in that. When you behold, we put our heart into that beholding process. So whenever we go and see the Lord, now few minutes we'll go and see Krishna Balaram, Radha Shyam Sundar in ISKCON temple. Just don't see them. Behold them with all your heart and soul. Try to capture them in your screen of your heart. Try to remember them and carry them with you. Capturing them in heart. Make them prisoner of your heart. That's possible. It's all up to you. So whenever you go to see Krishna Balaram or Radha Vallabhji in future after 4 days, try and capture the Lord's image in your heart. And if you remember them back in Bombay, your whole trip and whole life is successful. Shri Radha Vallabh Lal ki, Shri Hiti Hari Vancha Goswami Maharaj ki, Narvahan Prabhu ki, Shri Madanter Dham ki, Nitai Gaur Primanande, Hari Hari Bol, Jai Jai Shri Radhe Sham. Please spend few moments of silent prayer in the heart. Please pray to the Lord that our life may be surrendered to Him and He accepts us as His own children. Hare Krishna.